down on its hands and knees. But why does the shark have teeth? The shark has teeth to eat. And why does a whale have feet? But I don't know.
Gotta be an early birdie if you want that worm.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104, 37, 38, 39 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, and let's buckle up because we're going to go on a ride today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all sorts. Here we are. We're here. It's Probably Birds, and maybe... just maybe we'll talk about birds. Let's see. We started out the night with Darwin Derby featuring Theo Katzman and Antoine Stanley, though the artist is Wolfpack, off their newly released album Hill Climber. And we followed that up with the ever classic Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. Okay, all right, I can breathe. Okay. What are we here doing? What are we here talking about? That is a great question and not one that I am all too prepared to answer. But generally, we just kind of ease in with some refreshers on my life because that is what is most kind of apparent to me. That's what's most available to me. So let's see. Today was the last day of classes for us students at Tufts University, which is pretty exciting. It means that all that's left between now and winter break are all our finals. We have final exams, final papers, final projects, I don't know, final dance routines, probably, if you're like in a dance class, I assume. I'm not in a dance class, nor do I know anyone in a dance class, but you can only assume that that's what they'd do if they were in a dance class. You know, it's funny, when I walked into the station, I had thought of all these things to say, and they've all kind of slipped away, but that's fine. It's kind of a slippery time of the year. I mean, it's getting colder, which means, among many things, that the water is getting harder and that it's becoming ice. And when water becomes ice, water becomes very slippery. It's what's important to remember. Actually, speaking of ice, let's talk about ice, okay? Ice is pretty, I don't know, lit, I think, as kids would say. Actually, We're moving on from ice because I have something else to say, which is that the microphone smells really good. You can probably hear me sniffing. That's the sound of me sniffing it. And I'm sniffing it because, as I've said, it smells almost flowery. And that's not like the ground up wheat flower. We're talking like tulips, daisies, other flowers, roses, that's a flower, sunflowers, magnolia flowers. All those good flowers, that's what this microphone bulb smells like, which is very strange. Not that it normally smells bad, but normally it doesn't smell so good. And I'm wondering, I mean, do people clean these things? Is this like the time of the year when, you know, someone comes through and like gives each microphone bulb like a spritz of Febreze or something? Is there a product for it? Probably, actually. If you know, feel free to tweet #probablybirds. But anyways, what do we have in store for you tonight? Well, I'm going to be doing some talking. We're going to be hearing some songs. And longtime fans of the show might have been surprised by the listenability of our opening track. That is, again, Darwin Derby by Wolfpack. It's fun. It's lighthearted. And it's not the sort of weird, moody, depressing stuff that tends to be played on this show. Now, granted, it's not always weird, moody, and depressing, but sometimes it is. And so if you're looking for that, rest assured, the rest of the show is kind of a slippery slope down to, like, Depression Valley or something. If you're not looking for that, then I'd recommend closing your eyes so you don't see anything. But leave your ears open so that you can let my voice kind of travel through your ear canal and vibrate your eardrum. And that's gonna... How does the ear work? I once knew. There are hairs, and at some point there's a fluid, and the waves get passed through a fluid, and that fluid then sends a signal to a brain somehow. And there are three bones, and I don't know their names, but they're tiny. And that's how the ear works. Now, if the fluid inside the ear is frozen, like ice, there we go, full circle, I would imagine your ear wouldn't work very well. However, because the ear is safely inside the human body, it tends to stay warm, because bodies tend to be warm. I, in particular, have a pretty warm body, I think. Here's the deal, guys. It's 1 a.m. and things are going to get weird. And I also just saw the Tufts Burlesque Troupe, their performance. I don't know. Is this topic too sexy for the radio? Am I even allowed to say sexy on the radio? I sure hope so. I might get fined, but... in equal measure, people probably aren't listening to this, and so I probably won't get fined. But yeah, I saw the Tufts Burlesque Troupe. They were dancing. I mean, it's just kind of like your typical sort of amateur college dance troupe, except that they dance somewhat provocatively, and they're not wearing a lot of clothes. They're wearing some clothes, just not a lot of clothes. But I was there to support my friends who are in it. I won't name them by name, just in case, I don't know, their parents are listening for... I don't know why they would be listening, but if they are listening, and the dancers in question haven't told their parents that they're dancing burlesque, I don't want to open that Pandora's box of family drama for them. So I supported my friends, and one of my friends, we'll call him Jay. His name isn't Jay, but it begins with Jay. His girlfriend came to kind of sit with us while we watched, and she was very nice. So, girlfriend of Jay, if you're listening, and I hope you're not, because this is kind of weird, because I only just met you today, but you're very nice, and it was good sitting about a person away from you. There's someone in between us. It was good sitting a person away from you as we watched amateur dancers dance provocatively and somewhat... undressedly. Is undressedly an adverb? It is now. It's left my mouth and it's entered the adverb realm. Great. Okay. I've filled about 7 minutes of worth of time, and that's the time I gave myself to fill. And so, without further ado, we are going to continue with the playlist for the night. I hope you all enjoy, and more importantly, I hope you all know that you are wonderful, beautiful people who are very loved and very lovely. And so on that note, let's keep playing music, and then I'm going to come back and I'll talk to you some more, and maybe it will be kind of more cohesive, but more likely than not, it won't be. Cool. I'm glad we're on the same page. Enjoy.
handfuls of unquestioned pattern. I'm not looking for a challenge or your shoulder to lean on. So why are you so adamant about helping me through when I'd rather stay blue, 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 blue? She knows me too well, yet I don't care to ask her to tell me about herself. She's something else.
right, everyone, we just heard Still Here by Daisy, followed by Loco by Andres Calamaro. And right now what we're going to do is read a quick PSA, a public service announcement, because I'm told that I have to. Which I guess it's nice in a way. It's good to serve the public, but isn't my radio show service enough? Perhaps not. Anyways, without further ado, we'll go with the second one, okay. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. You know, guys, I've been thinking. We actually have like a bunch of pre-recorded PSAs that are like available to us, and many other radio shows use these kind of professional pre-recorded PSAs. And I was thinking, it'd be kind of weird to play one of those on this show. I feel like it'd be kind of nicely incongruent with the rest of sort of the vibe we got going here. Now, in some ways, I like the personal flavor of me reading it, but also I don't really care a whole lot. So, I mean, maybe we'll just like try one of these out, right? I mean, I don't really know how to play them because I've never done it before, but what do we think? We've got lots of options, actually. Let me just look through. Or maybe I'll play one later because I'm like very unprepared. Or even better, let's just play this one because this one seems very interesting. Okay, I'm going to play it and then I'll come back. And I promise this is not just like a ploy to fill time. Great, I hope this is how you play it. Maybe I'll leave the mic on for now. I'm going to click this.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart.
Okay, this is really weird, and I don't know how to stop it, okay? I have no idea how to stop this man talking.
You ask them. Make it seem like it's their choice.
I can make him quieter.
Well, that's when things get really interesting.
Oh my god.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
No.
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Okay, wow. Well, that was a very serious PSA. Wow. I mean, I don't really... I hope that served someone in the public, I suppose. I mean, that... I started playing it. It took off without me, and I didn't... I mean, I'm sweating now, guys. Speaking of, I've been like, okay... Welcome to the part of the show, and really this is the whole show, but welcome to Too Much Information About Me and My Body. I've been sweating, like, a lot lately. Like, I mean, I'm, like, moderate. I mean, I don't want to talk about... Well, no, I will, because it's, like, 1:30 and I don't care. I'm not an excessively sweaty person, okay? But lately I've been sweating, I think, more than... Do you want to listen to this? Maybe you don't. But I've been sweating more than is typical of myself, I think. What I'm thinking it is maybe it's like some like underlying anxiety or stress about like finals or whatever, sort of swelling up and then leaking through my armpits, maybe. That's my kind of ongoing theory, but at the other time, I don't feel very stressed generally as I move throughout my day-to-day life. And so maybe this is just like how my body tells me, hey, DJ Pending, we should actually be freaking out right now. You're like, you're damp. Your armpits are damp. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that information, body. I appreciate you sort of, well, actually, I don't. I don't appreciate being sent these signals because you know what? It's inconvenient. So if we could just bottle it all up a little bit deeper and a little bit more compact, that'd be... actually fantastic. So body just, I don't know. I don't think my body is listening to this show. If anyone listening is a doctor and has advice for me, feel free to tweet hashtag probably birds. I'll plug that again because that's where it's at, dog. Or bird. No one calls each other bird. No one calls each other birds, really. So we'll stick with dog. Animals. Let's talk about let's talk about fruit. I have a friend and mentor of WMFO. Her name is DJ Tolstoy, but you and me can call her Rose because we're friends with her. And she does not like any fruit, which, at cursory glance, that seems like, okay, fine, fruit's not her thing. Ain't no, nothing wrong with that. But, and you know what, nothing is wrong with it because I don't really care. Rose can like what Rose likes. But at the same time, we're talking every single fruit. I mean, I listed a wide variety of options, including berries. I said banana? No. No bananas. Disgusting. Cucumber? Nope. No go. Eggplant? Not a fruit that Rose enjoys. Tomatoes? Squash? The list goes on. Strawberries? Blueberries? It's crazy. The one fruit that was okay are peppers. And I forget why. Was it a moisture thing? That seems bizarre that you wouldn't like fruit because they contain water. And peppers still contain water anyways. We're talking bell peppers here. So I don't know. If you want to know more about it, feel free to call into DJ Tolstoy's show. I don't know when it is. I should know because she is my friend and I want to support her in everything she does. But, you know, you can leave the house, the proverbial house, with all these kind of high aspirations about who you're going to be and, who you're going to be and how you're going to interact with the world. But, you know, you step outside and what's this? You've stepped into a puddle. I once stepped into a puddle. It was pretty devastating, actually, because I was in Chicago, which is an all right place to be. I was in Chicago and I was touring schools. I had just finished, I think, touring the University of Chicago. And I had to get in a cab to go to Northwestern University to tour that. And then I had to get in a cab again and go to the airport and then go to Seattle, Portland. Maybe it was Portland. Look at more schools. Or maybe, no, I was going, maybe here even. Maybe I was going to Massachusetts. But so I leaving my hotel to go to, I checked out of the hotel. I was going to Northwestern and I stepped into this puddle that was like, you know, submerged me to the ankle, and it was like icy cold water because it was winter. It was terrible. And so I stepped in this puddle. I'm like, okay, great. I've just checked out of the hotel. Got to get in this cab, go to Northwestern. So I do that, and I tore all of Northwestern with like this soaked foot, and it's freezing outside, and my foot's freezing. Then I have to get back into another cab and go to the airport. And then I have to go through airport security with like this soaked pair of shoes and soaked socks, and then I'm through security, great, awesome. And then I have to get on a plane, and I have to be on this plane with my soaked, like, shoes and foot. And, like, you know, it's dry to some extent, but not to a large extent, because, I mean, shoes take a while to dry. I'm sure if you've stepped in a puddle, you are all too familiar with this. But so you step outside of the house, and you step into a proverbial puddle, and all of a sudden, the way you're going to interact with the proverbial world, is there a whole world proverb? Maybe. I guess there is. It changes that day. To make a long story short, you end up not remembering when Rose's radio show is, and so you can't tell however many people are listening to this show to listen to her show. And for that, I apologize, but also, you can look it up. You've got agency and free will, I think. Actually, we better not get into that, but yeah, let's just say that you have agency and free will and can look it up, because that makes my life a lot easier. And I actually can't tell how many of you there are. For some reason, the shoutcast thing is broken. Or maybe there's no one. Maybe it's broken for you guys, too. Maybe I'm literally sitting here talking into a microphone and it's just playing back through the headphones into my ears. Like a couple milliseconds later. It's just me talking to no one in a dark room. And is that really strange? I don't know. I think what's more strange is that there's no difference between that experience for me and the experience of people actually listening to the show. There's no difference for me, which you could tell if you could listen to this, because it's the exact same kind of content. It's the exact same sort of stumbling through the night that we usually have. But anyways, I've talked for too long, as is typical, and we're going to keep playing music. And then I'm going to come back and talk, and we'll play more music, and the cycle will repeat until people show up and tell me that it's time for me to leave. And so on that note, I hope you enjoy, and know that you are beautiful, wonderful people, and assuming you are here, I'm very happy to have you here. And just in general, I'm happy that you're somewhere out there. Great. Okay. Enjoy.
Oh,
Just heard, what do we hear? Just Me featuring the Burns Twins by Djembe Jones, followed by Too Many Times by Yabba-Dum. I might have mentioned this like many months ago, but Yabba-Dum, their band name, it being Yabba-Dum, comes from the moment. I mean, I'm not reading this from their website, but I think it's on their website if you want a better explanation. But it becomes from the moment when you're like walking with a friend. Let's say I'm going to paint you a picture. I'm going to paint you the picture they painted me. It's fall, okay? It's fall. The leaves are falling because that's what they do during fall. It's like there's like a brisk wintry wind. The first winds of winter are rolling in. You know, it's chilly, but it's sunny out. And you're walking with a friend, and it's like, I don't know, it's like 3 to 5 p.m., and you're having a conversation, and there's a lull. There's a moment of quiet of about maybe 3 seconds. Let's experience that right now together. So we'll actually demonstrate. So I was just, you know, driving to the supermarket, and I bought all what's a good fruit? All the persimmons from the supermarket, and the woman said, "Why do you need all these persimmons?" And I said, "You better mind your business, because I need these persimmons for my own personal reasons, and I really didn't come to the supermarket to be attacked for my persimmon purchasing habits. So if you'd please leave me alone, that'd be much appreciated, and I would like to..." Yes, I know they're $50 a pop. Trust me, this is not my first time buying a persimmon, lady. And so I told her that, and I bought my persimmons and left. Yeah, but, and that's it. That phrase there, the yeah, but, becomes Yabadum, and that becomes a band who makes music that I suppose some may consider unconventional. And indeed, it is somewhat of a strange song. But let's talk about persimmons. What is a persimmon? I don't think I've ever had a persimmon, and I think I have a very bad understanding of what they are. Are they a citrus fruit? We're talking about fruits more, guys. Wow, that's kind of like, I mean, it's not birds. My bad. Birds, I was thinking about this, actually, in relation to the first song we played, Darwin Derby. They say, why does the shark have teeth? The shark has teeth to eat. They have teeth to eat. And birds have wings to fly, but not all birds, because some birds have wings for swimming, like the penguin. Or some birds, I mean, does a kiwi have wings, or is it just like a round, fluffy ball with legs and a head with a beak? And ostriches, they have wings, but I don't know. Do they, like, why does the ostrich have wings? There's my question for you. That's the question of the day. Also, what are persimmons? But we're actually looking that up right now. Persimmons. In fact, here's an article. What are persimmons good for? This is from Mercola.com. It's too... I'll read it for you. We're filling time. It's too bad Americans aren't more familiar with persimmons, since its botanical name means food of the gods. Oh my god, really? Well, this should be a PSA. Highly adaptable to various climate conditions, those found in larger grocery stores, like the type in my anecdote, are most likely Japanese persimmons. Persimmon is Japan's national fruit, although it's said to be native to China. American persimmons are mostly ornamental. Ain't that the truth? Persimmon seeds first came to... Actually, I'm kind of bored by the... I just want to know what they are. I don't care about the history and cultural importance of persimmons. Just tell me, is it a citrus fruit? Persimmons. It's an edible fruit of a number of species of trees in the genus Diasprios. Okay, I'm going to assume that it's not a citrus fruit, but if you know otherwise, once again, feel free to tweet hashtag probablybirds and let me know about persimmons. You know, one thing that I've noticed, speaking of persimmons in grocery stores, from my definitely fake anecdote, because as I've said, I've never had a persimmon. I'm pretty sure we've all noticed a kind of a rising trend of more and more exotic sort of items being held at your sort of neighborhood grocery store. Like, I mean, I can go to the Stop and Shop. Back home, we have a similar store called The Giant. And it's run by the same company as Stop and Shop. But up here, it's Stop and Shop. So you go to the Stop and Shop, and yeah, you've got your tomatoes, you've got your bananas, you've got your avocados, of course. They're like ubiquitous now. You've got all the things that Rose doesn't like. Why not? And then you have even more things that Rose probably wouldn't like persimmons, which are apparently from Japan. Or dragon fruit, it's very common nowadays. Aloe leaves, because you can eat those and you can rub them on you and that feels good. Especially if you have like a sunburn. I've done that before. I was in Hawaii, I think, and I had gotten a sunburn and I found like an aloe plant and I just broke it off and rubbed it on my face or something. And it worked quite well. Or maybe I just wanted to believe it worked quite well because I had just rubbed a plant on my face that was kind of sticky and slimy. Ooey gooey gross. Not that I minded. But I feel like if you're doing that and you're putting this weird stuff on your face, you really want to believe it works. And maybe to some extent you kid yourself that it works. But also maybe you can cook with aloe. I don't know. I've never tried. But there's a growing rise in exotic fruits. And I'm wondering what's up with that. I mean, no one's putting guava on their grocery list, and yet they go to the grocery store and they encounter a guava and they say, oh, well, don't mind if I do. And they put their guava in their grocery cart and they check it out and they go back home, I guess, and they take a chomp out of a guava. By the way, if you ever do have a guava, don't just bite into it. You want to cut it open and scoop out the innards. Guava are quite good, but I wonder, I mean, is it just that people are looking for sort of a unique experience? Is that it? They are tired of the typical sort of banana? Or is it like a health food thing where everyone's, you know, getting smoothies and they're putting kale in it and they'd like this smoothie. I was on Pinterest. I've been on Pinterest, but never like, I don't know how it works. I've just been on Pinterest. But so, yeah, is it like, you know, I'm on Pinterest and, oh, here's a smoothie recipe and it says I need kale, I need bananas, I need dragon fruit, I need chia seeds, and I need, I don't know, a splash of kombucha. And so I guess my question is, are grocery stores adapting to the needs of Pinterest people? Pinterest people, that's kind of a nice sort of, yes, I'm a Pinterest person, but no, I'm not. I am not a Pinterest person. Other people are. So is that it? Are people on the internet and they're looking at these cool smoothie recipes and they're thinking, oh boy, I'm going to go make myself an aloe dragon fruit smoothie. The best place to get these ingredients are the Stop and Shop. And so here are the, you know, managers of the Stop and Shop saying, oh my God, we have all these people coming in and they say we need aloe and we need dragon fruit and we need persimmons. Someone quick, go to Japan, get me all the persimmons. And so the person goes and they get the persimmons, and then the hypothetical person from my anecdote from earlier comes up and saying, yes, I'll have all your persimmons. And, you know, he has the issue with the cashier, but finally she just lets him buy his persimmons because why wouldn't she? Stacy, come on. And so he gets the persimmons and he goes home and he makes the smoothies and he sells them for like twice their value. And for a couple seconds he gets rich, but he puts it all on the persimmon market. And I'll be honest, I don't think the persimmon market is here to stay. Granted, I've never had a persimmon, so I wouldn't really be the best judge of that. I mean, they might be delicious. Maybe persimmons are the new avocado. I mean, I'm sitting here mocking them when, you know, in 5 years, everyone's going to be having persimmon toast and millennials won't be able to buy homes because they've moved on from avocado toast to persimmon toast, which is, of course, a fruit from Japan, not a citrus fruit. You're going to have, like, persimmon ice cream, persimmon face masks. It's going to be... In fact, I'll say it. I've changed my mind. Persimmons are the new avocados, and you can thank me later once you invest all your money in the persimmon orchards of Japan, I guess is what you would do then. Or you don't have to thank me later. In fact, if you get in trouble because of this, please don't. Know that I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? And know that nothing has to be really... I'm going to play more music. Yeah. I'm going to play more music, and then I'll come back, and I love you, and you're wonderful, and then we'll close down the show, and yeah, you're fantastic, so enjoy the last song, and then I'll be back, and then I'll say goodbye. Great, cool, here we go. Here we go.
Present company makes me want to stay. present company, accepting presently, we all expect the worst. It works just like a knee. Present company, excluded in the night. Present company, included in the fight.
right, we just heard Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System, and that is the last song for the night. And so real quick, we don't have a lot of time here. I'm not sure if other people are going to show up tonight or not. They haven't yet, but who knows. But I just want to say, for many of us, it is a stressful time of year. I feel like I've said this the last couple of shows, and maybe it's just always a little bit stressful, but class has just ended, and that means that finals are coming up. As I said, we have final papers, final exams, final projects, etc., final presentations, maybe. And so I just want to say, between all these big things you have to do, make sure that not only are you taking care of your work, but also you are taking care of yourself, and you prioritize taking care of yourself, because it's very important to. And I know that grades are important for many of us, but you are also important. So just keep that in mind as you move throughout the next couple of weeks. And know that you are very loved, and that you are not the only one. If you feel overwhelmed, you are not the only one who feels overwhelmed. And if you feel okay, that's okay too. But just, yeah, hold that with you. Know that you're going to be okay, and that after a while, you're going to be done with work for the semester, and I don't know, there's probably other stressful things, but there's also other nice things coming your way. Lots of wonderful nice things with lots of wonderful nice people. And so on that note, I think no one else is showing up, so I'll have the computer play music, but real quick, I just want to say have a wonderful night, and please do take care.